This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Sad. This is a sad day. This is the fifth anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting. And so it sort of makes sense that some would look at this as an opportunity to push their little agenda forward. And one of those is the very brazen CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta. He decided to get on Twitter this morning to present the sobering truth about mass shootings over the post-Sandy Hook era. He tweeted, since Sandy Hook, there have been at least 1,552 mass shootings, with at least 1,767 people killed and 6,227 wounded. And then he showed up a little interactive map that he got from Vox.com, showing all of these tragic events. Lots of them in California, by the way, with the best gun. Lots of them in California. Can't see. I can see plenty of them in New Jersey. Yeah. Interesting. Where it's, you know, we don't normally hear about that, but anyway. It sounds terrible. And it is. And it is also a heavily skewed number that bears no relationship at all to anything closely resembling something I would refer to as reality. Now, for some time now, they have run with this mass shooting count presented by an activist group. And in and of itself, this isn't necessarily a problem. Activists often look at data and collate it so they can use it to make a broader point. But these activists have done something very different. They have redefined the term. Talking about the Gun Violence Archive, they count any shooting attack where four or more people are injured as a mass shooting. This is a looser standard than the FBI standard for mass murder, which they describe as a number of murders, four or more, occurring during the same incident with no distinctive time period between the murders. Only eight of the 154 incidents of the Gun Violence Archive meet the FBI standard for mass murder. The results were similar in 2015 when the Washington Free Beacon analyzed media coverage of mass shootings in the wake of the San Bernardino terror attack. At that time, national media outlets were circulating similar mass shooting numbers created by a group of gun control activists on Reddit. The subreddit, sarcastically called Guns Are Cool, similarly defined a mass shooting as any shooting attack where four or more people were injured. But they also included the attacker's injuries in their count, leading to an even larger number. The question then becomes, does any of that matter? Yeah, it does, because different. These are all different actions. And this confusion over what constitutes a mass shooting is likely to continue as the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have no official definition. The FBI, while they don't have it for mass shootings, they have studied active shooter incidents that involve an individual actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area, which takes a whole lot of things out of their little count right then and there. In one report, they found between 2000 and 2013 that there were 160 active shooter incidents. The FBI excluded gang-related shootings from their count, but included incidents where nobody was shot or killed, which inflates that number. Additionally, many of the 2017 shootings that would qualify as mass murder do not closely resemble shootings like Sandy Hook, Aurora, or San Bernardino. Of the eight incidents that qualify as mass murder, five involved the killings of relatives or significant others, and another was gang-related. Those are all different classifications. The remaining two include the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport and the murder of five FIAMA Incorporated employees in Orlando, Florida. The activists are taking any event with X number of people shot and taking that as a mass shooting. And this is regardless of any other factors, such as whether it was drug-related, gang-related, or something else entirely. That is an effort to intentionally skew the numbers to make them even more horrifying. Which doesn't really need to be done, does it? I mean, they're all horrifying. However, to get out there and to say, to equate what happened to the people at the outdoor venue in Las Vegas with a drug deal gone bad, what purpose does that serve? What purpose does that serve? To equate that with Sutherland Springs, what purpose does that serve? You know, these shootings that we're looking at, the shootings with the gang-related shootings and everything, we know that there's a way to stop that. Nobody wants to do it. That's the big thing. But we know there's a way to stop that. These other shootings, Sutherland Springs, Las Vegas, Sandy Hook, Aurora, these also have similarities. Although I don't know exactly where the... there's a couple of things about Sutherland Springs I'd like to know. And we don't really know anything about Las Vegas yet. We still don't know anything about Las Vegas. I'm still waiting on that final report to come whenever that happens. A timeline would be nice. For people like me who see these incidents, we look at them and I want to pull them apart and I want to see what could have been done different. Some of them... like Las Vegas, my question is, why did it take an hour for the cops to get to that room when we knew which room it was because of, the very brave Jesus Campos, right? I mean, he knew where it was. So why did that take an hour? Shooting was done, but why did it take an hour to get up there? Lots of questions. So until those questions are answered, there's certain things that just can't be deconstructed. But we need to deconstruct these things, and we need to look at them and try to prevent that from happening again, if we can. Unfortunately, it seems like there's always going to be a gun-free zone. And that bothers me a great deal, because I think except for one or two, these all happen in gun-free zones. The numbers that Acosta was spreading imply that there's a mass shooting nearly daily, which would be a horrible notion. That would be a Judge Dredd scenario that makes you wonder why we don't hear more about it. While routinely ignoring the biased source with their own made-up definition intentionally created to increase the numbers into horrifying directions, they want it to scare you into enacting gun control legislation. What's more, Acosta has been a reporter long enough to know this happens and to at least research his source. Either he did that, opting to use the deceiving number, or he didn't, proving he doesn't check the veracity of his sources. I'd love to know which one that is. But here's the thing. In order for them to get gun control, we have to give it to them. This election in Alabama, guess what? That was handed to them. I know there's lots of people on my side that said, well, we don't really want to have more, do we? And I can see the strategic importance of him not being elected, plus they're still talking about getting Jones to vote with the Republicans, because he probably wants to remain a senator, and he's coming from Alabama, E-I-E-I-O. But we still gave it to him. McConnell gave it to him. So, just like that, anything that we voluntarily hand over to the leftists, they're going to take. Because they look at nothing as a shortcoming. They look at everything as an opportunity. Which is something we should be doing. We should be doing that. Right now we should be looking, we should be besieging the Senate with phone calls to take up and pass national reciprocity now. But we'll see where that goes. Waiting on the dust to settle, if you will. But not that many. There's not as mass shootings are horrific, and they're almost a blip on the radar when you consider how many guns are in the United States, how many gun owners in the United States, how many people in the United States. Nothing more than a blip. No matter how they redefine the term. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. If it seems like I'm beating up on CNN, well, that's because I've decided to beat up on CNN. They like to think of themselves as the most trusted name in news, but only if you take the word trust to mean most laughed at. But like every broken clock, which is, you know, they're right at least twice a day, they do occasionally get the story right, and it takes a great deal of effort to get it wrong all of the time, after all. And this time, they especially deserve props for getting it right because they're talking about guns. In particular, a report regarding the alleged surge in gun sales following a mass shooting. Now, coming from CNN, we get this. Despite conventional wisdom, gun sales do not always spike after mass shootings. In fact, as two economic researchers, we observed no spike. I don't know who wrote this. No spike in sales following this year's two mass shootings. Las Vegas, the worst in modern U.S. history, and Sutherland Springs, Texas, the fifth worst. However, following the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012, there was a significant spike in sales. 3 million additional guns sold from December 2012 to April 2013, according to our calculations based on FBI criminal background check data. After the San Bernardino terrorist attack in 2015, there was also a spike, 1.7 million additional guns sold from December 2015 to February 2016. So why the discrepancy in sales? Based on our research, going back to 1998, dramatic spikes in sales occur when a mass shooting takes place in a political environment where it is plausible that federal restrictions on firearm sales may result. When President Barack Obama's administration prioritized reducing gun violence, there was a real fear of gun restrictions among gun owners. At other times, and certainly now under Donald Trump's administration and with a Republican-controlled Congress, there simply isn't the political will to put in place gun control measures. Duh. precisely. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is ever happy when there's a bunch of people getting killed. When school children get gunned down by a maniac. When a bunch of people at a concert get gunned down by a maniac. When a bunch of people at a church get gunned down by a maniac, a movie theater, a college dormitory. We don't like that either, those of us that own these guns, these bad guns. And nobody ever looks at an event like that and thinks to themselves, that is all I needed to know. I got to get me one of those. That's never been the case. Never going to be the case. Instead, what happens is that that event happens and then politicians start talking about needing to do something. And this is the inevitable cycle. When things change is when the anti-gun party has control of the White House and or at least one chamber of Congress. And that creates a sense of urgency in people's minds. While they had no interest in a given gun, because it killed school children, country music fans, or Texas Christians, they do start getting an interest the moment you tell them that they can't have one for much longer. That's the truth. I don't understand that. I must confess to you because I'm always looking for what's going to be the next thing. I mean, Jaeger told me about some gun the other day that has me wondering. I got to go find that. I think he's on the road, though. There's a reason that Barack Obama was referred to by many as the gun salesman of the year for 8 years running. He really was. Yeah, his mere presence in the White House pushed tens of thousands of buyers into gun stores where they might have been a bit more hesitant otherwise. And there was a sense of urgency, an idea that you had to buy now because you couldn't later. Then when a mass shooting took place, that urgency went into overdrive. Now here's the thing for those of you that are waiting for that event to occur to where you say, we better buy them now or we won't be able to buy them later. What are you waiting on? Why are you waiting? And if you don't have one now, why would you want one if they're banned? I mean, that's sort of like saying, I've been shaving my head for, 20 plus years. Primarily because I don't have a whole lot of other choices when it comes to my hairstyles. So I've been shaving my head, but if all of a sudden hair was going to be banned, I'm not going to go out and buy a toupee. No. If it's something you don't already have, if it's not something you're not already involved in, if you don't already carry one, what is the big deal about buying one if you think they're going to be banned? I don't get it. It's not like, when Clemson, back in 82, they won their first national championship, and it was sort of Orange Crush made all these specialty six packs out there, and everybody bought one. There's plenty of those just sitting around today, and they're 35 years old now. And I live in the territory of Clemson University, closer than most of you anyway. And I couldn't care less if I have any of their commemorative stuff, just because I just don't care. So I don't really understand this thing that happens where somebody says, well, we got to do something about this, even though that's actually sort of a hard row to hoe. And then everybody's like, well, we better buy one now before we don't get a chance to buy them again. Gun owners aren't monsters. None of us look at the tragedies like Las Vegas and think of them as a proof of concept demonstration. We don't look at it as a marketing ploy. And these events are completely irrelevant in that regard, because none of us are going to use them in a similar way. And it's just that simple. And I found it interesting that for once a mainstream media outlet shows where the issue is. And if you want to stop buying frenzies for guns, stop trying to ban them. Because nobody's going to listen to me about that part of it. If something pops up tomorrow, I keep getting all these emails about what Feinstein is doing and what all these other people are doing. And Feinstein has the same bill in her drawer, top drawer. She has a bunch of bills. Primary among them, the assault weapon ban, the next assault weapon ban. And every time something happens, and we'll see it next year, and we'll see it the year after that, we'll see it for as long as she's in the Senate. Every time it comes up, they'll be like, oh, right, fine, Frankenstein's at it again. She wants to ban guns, and this time it'll be your Glock, and it'll be this, it'll be that. Sure, she's going to propose that. Absolutely, she's going to propose that. She is a totalitarian. What do you expect her to do? That's what the totalitarians do. They do not want you to be on an equal footing with them. Goodness, no. They want that monopoly of violence. Just give it that, which is the other. I didn't get to talk to Megan about that last night, but I find it funny that we call Trump a fascist, the cops are fascist, and at the same time, in the same breath, we want to make sure they're the only ones that have guns while they're in power right now. If that happened, wouldn't they? If they were fascists, wouldn't they just keep it? No more elections. No more elections, Democrats. Oh, no. If what you say is true, can't be true, though, can't. I don't know. You don't know either. I know, though. I got a pretty good idea. Don't kid yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest. Rest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at Legacy Food Storage. Storage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, on a normal day, you know, like on a clear day, you can see forever. On a normal day, Democrats are going to endlessly lecture you in the most condescending fashion, making liberal use of the preface, you see, because... Of course, you don't see. You are a non-believer, a denier. Therefore, you are deplorable, barely deserving of their passing glance, much less their particular attention. And after that, you know, even though they've lost both houses of Congress and the presidency, they still feel that way about you. Now, with the more mauling in Alabama and their plot to force Trump's resignation, they are not nearly as nice. You see, they've sacrificed two of their pawns. Even Clinton, not really thrown under the bus because he no longer really matters. And the truly deplorable Al Franken, a blob of despicability. He of the, I'm not sorry, I don't remember it, and I will resign maybe at a later date and buy America apology. I can't say what he said. They now believe they can unseat the president on sexual harassment charges, the same ones they tried to destroy him with just before the presidential election. Worked on more, so they'll give it one more try. And the Democrats never stop. Moore was low-hanging fruit. He was something of a character, and that made him the Democrats' candidate of choice, which is why during the primary they didn't produce the three middle-aged girls still crying about dates they had when they were teenagers, because if you're going to hold on to a gripe, you should hold on to it for at least four decades. They didn't want Luther Strange, probably because he wasn't as strange as Moore. They didn't have anything quite so good on him. Look at the... first accusations. Three girls, two of which were past the age of consent, and only there to lend credence to the third one who claimed that Moore undressed her when she was 14 years old. Then for the icing on the cake, there was the fourth girl bawling her eyes out holding her high school yearbook, which she had admitted she forged it. or partially forged it, which, I mean, when you say partially forged, which part was it forged? And how do you, isn't that like being partially pregnant? All presented by Gloria Allred, a person emblematic of the typical Democratic amorality. The Democrats are relentless. They come at you from all angles. They never stop, and they have absolutely no rules. For them, at least, anything goes. Lies, cheat, steal, and defame. It doesn't matter as long as they win. Yet in the world that the Democrats and the media have created, the Republicans have plenty of rules, and if they don't abide by each one, the media tries to make it a scandal. And it doesn't help that there are a lot of Republicans and conservatives who are just too pure to get down and dirty. Many Republicans would rather lose with dignity than win. But people who voted for Trump want to win. America wants to win. Republicans, all Republicans need to learn how to fight like the Democrats or the nation is lost. And so far, the Democrats are 1-1. And it would have worked against Trump if their candidate didn't have more negatives than Satan. Hillary merely wanted to create hell on earth and maybe unload the remaining 80% of our uranium in the process. And they've been coming at Trump ever since he won the nomination. Hillary threw everything she had at him, even having her lawyers, Perkins, Coy, and Pay, and they broke campaign laws to do this, almost $10 million for the Trump dossier, opposition research that even James Comey called salacious and unverified. The Obama paratroops and the FBI and the Justice Department used the dossier to get FISA warrants to spy on members of the Trump campaign. That was illegal, too. Ask yourself why that isn't a bigger story. Well, maybe not. Don't bother. It's because the media has become the arm or an arm of the Democratic Party. Or maybe they are the Democratic Party. The one thing that she thought would work, however, the coup de grace, the accusers didn't have the impact the Democrats assumed they would have. The electorate ignored them. So after Trump won, they opened with the Russians stole the election meme, and that was the reason they gave for members of the Electoral College not to do their constitutional duty to vote for Trump and instead vote for Hillary. At the same time, they want a recount, and it almost worked for Gore in 2000. We keep counting until I win, and it did work for hands-on Al Franken when they actually did count until they found a bunch of stuff in the back of a car, and he won in 2008. Stealing elections is allowable for the Democrats. Then it was the 25th Amendment. Trump was just too crazy to be president. Then it was the Emoluments Clause. That's particularly rich since no one would have gotten richer than Hillary had she become president. Look at all the hundreds of millions of dollars she made as Secretary of State. Then it was collusion and the fact that anyone believed that the Russians would prefer a volatile hothead like Trump to Hillary Pantsuit Clinton, that they had already bought and paid for with the Uranium One deal, strains the limits of possibility. And in unison with collusion, we had the "we need a special prosecutor" outcry, which they got courtesy of Comey, the chameleon, who absolved Hillary of all crimes with respect to her illegal private server and the mishandling of classified information, even though he was not a prosecutor and even though she was demonstrably guilty. Then with the firing of Comey, it was obstruction of justice. Now it's just an outright case for impeachment being built by special counsel Robert Mueller, whose dream team of Hillary donors and Democrat moles have more scandals and conflicts of interest than even Pantsuit had. Don't need to get into how Huma Abedin, and Cheryl Mills can lie to the FBI and go unpunished like an American, while an American hero, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, had to cop a plea to keep Mueller from bankrupting his family and going after his son. And now the Democrats have a new Hillary, Kirsten Gillibrand. And you have to give her credit. She saw an opening and she took it. She was the first to say Bill Clinton should have resigned 20 years ago. Isn't that brave? Something that didn't occur to her for the 10 years she had steadfastly supported him when she took Clinton money and campaigned with Bill by her side. Then she was the first to call for Franken's resignation. Now she is the first to call for Trump's resignation just after the re-release of the 2016 accuser files. Thank you, Megyn Kelly. If it doesn't work, so be it. She has a plan B, and it involves 2020. And it's all a calculation on her part. She knew she would make the perfect candidate. She's a Democrat and a woman and younger than Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. And now, especially with the moral high ground after her very, very brave stance against a long retired rapist and a man nobody likes. It's just too bad, you know, she's not a minority or a cripple or a transvestite. Then she'd be sure to win in 2020. And still, if that doesn't work, look for them to find something else to unseat Trump. And they will not rest because they are convinced the presidency belongs to them and elections mean nothing. Unless, of course, they win, then they mean everything. In fact, if it were up to Democrats, there would be no elections. The people are just too stupid to realize the Democrats deserve to rule the world. So you tell me. Is anything more despicable than that mindset? Politics is a very dirty game. And for those who watch politics and who are sort of politics junkies, I really I feel bad for you. Because it's such a one-sided game. The Republicans are just so... They're fighting with the Marquis of Queensbury rules against a bunch of street fighters who just want to win. They'll bring sticks and knives and guns to the fight and just kill these polite gentlemen right there in their tracks. And the Republicans, in order for the country to survive, are going to have to get sort of dirty. They're going to have to get sort of down and dirty. And they're going to have to get in the mud and fight it out. Or else we're doomed. Then we'll have to get in the mud and fight it out, and then we'll win. That part hasn't changed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we go!
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So congested, my apologies. Last Christmas, conservative blogger Matt Walsh posted a video making fun of anti-gunners who hate guns and the Second Amendment. That video is making its way around again. It may be like a holiday thing, I guess, now. And I thought it was important to remind people that gun control advocates' point of views haven't changed. If anything, they're becoming more extreme over the last year. He was walking through the Toys R Us and he stumbled upon a Nerf gun, and then his alter ego kicked in. And I quote from Mr. Walsh, "I stumbled across a toy gun for children. A gun. A gun! Look at what it says. Ages 6 and up. 6-year-olds playing with toy guns." Now you might say, it's just a toy. It's not going to hurt anybody. Well, only you say that because you are a redneck idiot. Me, I went to college and I majored in gender studies and I learned about something called toxic masculinity. And toxic masculinity is the idea that, you know, we push automatic weapons, dart, laser, scary guns on young boys and they develop a taste for violence and for guns. And the next thing you know, they grow up to become serial killers and rapists. Now, for me and you, listening to that, it's sort of, you know, sort of, wow, that's really ridiculous. Except that's the way they do see us. They see Second Amendment advocates as dumb white rednecks who are uneducated. They assume that we have no life experience or even know what a schoolhouse looks like, or the school mom, for that matter. They attempt to use their education to make us look inferior. They try to tell us that they know what's best for us because they're educated and we are not. And it reminds me of a saying that was frequently talked about in political science classes across the country, when they talked about the elites, and in this case the leftists, and the uneducated masses, in this case the conservative gun-toters. Leftists frequently push this idea that they know what's best for everyone. If you're poor, they know how to make you unpoor by giving you handouts for the government, also known as us uneducated idiots. Now, back to Mr. Walsh, if you have ever done your research like I have done, you would know that nothing good has ever come from guns. Do you know who uses guns? Little bit of a history lesson for you. You know who uses guns? Nazis, the Beltway Sniper. The North Korean Army uses real guns. I rest my case. That's one of my favorites coming from them. They want guns to be completely abolished. But would they want police officers to show up to their house unarmed? Would they want the military to go to war without guns and hope that holding hands and singing Kumbaya would bring world peace? whole lot of flaws in this type of argument. What about the average man or woman who fended off would-be rapists and burglars? We know that criminals don't follow the law. What makes these gun sense idiots think that a criminal will suddenly decide to follow the law that mandates that they hand over their firearm? But back to the Mr. Walsh. Let me tell you what happens when you have guns. You have toy guns like this and little kids walking down the aisle, and he sees this and says to himself, oh, okay, now I want to do murders. I mean, I'm so scared. I am so scared for our children that they're going to grow up in a country with guns. I'm sorry. You say that guns are for self-defense. Sorry, that's a myth. You can go hunting. Hunting is a myth. Good guys with guns kill bad guys with guns. That's a myth, because if he has a gun, he's automatically a bad guy. And that's just science. Anything that disproves what I'm saying is a myth. You learn that in college, too. So if you want your kid to be a Nazi, a KKK member, or even worse, a Republican, yeah, go out and buy them one of those disgusting guns. And there it is. There you have it. This is the exact mentality the left has. If you're a gun owner, you're automatically a bad person who wants other people to die. Heaven forbid that you want to hunt your own game to feed your family, or you want to make sure you're protected when walking alone in the dark. Leftists, I know you will never understand why I actively choose to be a gun owner, but I'll be damned if I let you take away the Second Amendment right without some sort of a fight, buddies. It'll be sad, though. It'll be a sad day for all of you. It'll be real sad. Now, I got a question as we close this hour out. Coming up in the third hour, by the way, is going to be John Farnham. But we still got another hour between us and that. These texts between FBI agents Strozek and Lisa Page. Strozek was on special counsel Mueller's team investigating the possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. But he was removed in July once these texts became public knowledge. Page had already moved on from the Mueller assignment. Page is the woman with whom Strozek was having an extramarital affair. The texts are filled with Hillary praising and Trump bashing. And at one point, Page says that Trump should go, you know, have sex with himself. I don't even know how that actually happens. And that he's a loathsome human. And that's one of the 10,000 text messages shared between these two agents. Yet, in the more cryptic text, Strozek mentions an insurance policy against this presidency. Coming from the Daily Caller, two FBI officials who worked on Mueller's Russian investigation exchanged text messages last year in which they appeared to have discussed ways to prevent Trump from being elected president. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. There's no way Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk, FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strozek wrote in a cryptic text message to Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer, and his mistress. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40, Strozek wrote in the text dated April 15, 2016. Andy is likely Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Well, the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into Russian interference began in July of 2016. It's possible that that's what they're referring to, but overall it's still quite unsettling for me to see members of our nation's preeminent law enforcement and intelligence agencies thinking of ways to screw over the next president of the United States simply because they don't like him. And if that's the case, as I've always said for those in government work, resign and move on. That whole insurance policy thing, though, that made me wonder. I was very curious about that. I was really curious about that one. And not worried, but I just looked at it and I said, hey, this is interesting. What are we talking about here? And how Rod Rosenstein, how that cat who's overseeing Mueller. I've got an idea. I think this is a great idea, too. I think we should get Rosenstein and fire him, and then get Mueller out there and assign somebody to Mueller and say, this is your fence. Don't get away from it. And then make him start all over again picking his staff. I mean, the conflict of interest is there. This is not due process. This is not justice. This is, I don't even know what you'd call this. This is everything but. Let's just go ahead and do that. I don't see any issue with it. I know that there's certain little snowflake Republicans like Lindsey Graham who says there'd be hell to pay. Well, you know, how are you going to enforce that, Lindsey? You're one of 100, and you guys can't get together and pass anything. That's the thing that I think escapes all of these talking heads. When they get out there and they start saying, well, you know, I'll make sure that this happens. Really? How are you going to do that, buddy? You don't have the capability of passing a law because you don't have the capability of agreeing. You can't come up with a consensus. You're too busy playing games. So, you know, that whole hell to pay thing, that's just more oxygen escaping some empty skull that looks really bad in a suit. And he's my senior senator. It makes me want to move. Really makes me want to move, especially with what happened in the last election where nobody, they tried to primary him. There's five guys standing up there. Nobody could move the ball. It was very, very, shall we say, disconcerting to sit back and watch all that happen. But hey, I'm getting beyond myself. We got hour number two coming up next. We'll continue with the rant. Then we're going to be joined by, John Farnham, who is one of my favorite writers. He is a tactical mind that doesn't mind putting it the way it is. And we're going to discuss what is going to possibly happen here in these United States and what you may need to think about doing to get ahead of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.